We had major connection problems again from Marion Local and were never able to connect back to our studio. After 20 minutes of trying, we finally decided to simulcast WCSM's coverage, and we joined their broadcast a couple of minutes into the first quarter.
He let two three balls off tonight. He's one of two.
Landon Post over on the left wing against Reinebaum. Gives the ball back to Daniel Batch behind the arc with Kanapke out there guarding him. Cale Ramel against Dayton. Now left wing Landon Post into the corner, throwing Judy with it. Judy against Dottie, back to Post. They'll go top of the circle to Logan Holman. Holman's going to give it to Daniel Batch. Batch kicks the ball back to Owen Judy, almost near the mid-court stripe, closer to the mid-court stripe than the three-point arc. As you said, Kyle, they are really spreading the basketball court right now. Right center getting their money for using up the court right now. Daniel Patch with the basketball. Kanapke all over him. Over to Landon Holman, or Logan Holman. Excuse me, I apologize. Logan Holman to Cale Ramel. Now Ramel will take it to the hole. Took some body. Can't finish. Got his own rebound and will score. That's sticking with it. Cale Ramel. His first two-pointer cuts the Indian deficit to just one at 5-4. And now with the basketball, Jaden Messer. Messer right wing three. That's off the back iron. No good. Cale Ramel will grab that board for the Indians. He'll give it over to Landon Post and the junior point guard to bring it up to the front court. Post's going to go to the hole off the window, and he'll head to the charity stripe. Brady Reinebaum knocked him down. Brady Reinebaum helps him up and will be the first foul of the basketball game for Reinebaum, who comes off his season high of 21 in that 65-58 win over Anna. Will pick up the first foul of the game.
Landon Post. That was one heck of a drive, able to make a nice move. That's what the spread out offense, like that way out beyond the arc, that opens up that lane for a nice drive.
Post's first foul shot will rim on through. His first point of the game will tie us up at 5-5, our second tie. Tied at 2, now tied with a couple Johnny Benches on there. Couple substitutions, couple seniors, 6'4 seniors off the bench. Chris Harding and Hudson Rose in for the Marion Local Flyers. Flyers going to go a whole lot deeper than the four recovery Indians when all said and done tonight. Post second foul shot, rim backboard, no good, and Chris Harding will grab the glass. Kafei Nadi down the left sideline to Hudson Rose, still in that box in one. Reinebaum cutting through, and as Post will chase him down. Peyton Adi into the left corner to Hudson Rose. Back to Adi as the seniors play pitch and catch outside the arc here on the left side. Now Reinebaum takes it to the hole. Skips it out to Jay Messer in that far right corner. Brady Reinebaum inside the paint. Kicks it back and has the ball knocked out of bounds by Cale Ramel. That went off the Indians. That'll create an Indian substitution. Troy Holman, 6 foot south, averaging about a point, 1.3 a game. Going to give Logan or Landon Post a break. And now Troy Holman, I would think, going to be our box and one man.
That's what you would imagine. He's going to come in, give Post a little bit of a break. He's been running up and down, especially when he's running point on offense.
On top of it, exactly right. Now they're going to go into just a traditional 2-1-2 zone. Top of the circle, Jaden Messer, right wing, Hudson Rose. Back to Messer out between the circles, almost in the center circle. Now Reinebaum on the left wing. Back to Messer, right wing, it's Hudson Rose. We're tied up 5-5 with a minute 50 left in the period. We'll get a report at the end of this quarter. There's a good bounce pass down to Kanapke. He'll go the whole ball knocked loose, and that's going to be a Landon or Logan Holman grab out of there. He battled Chris Harding that time and get the ball back before recovering a chance to take the lead.
Yeah, not too long ago, it would be the team wearing the white in the 2-3 zone here.
Yeah, oh, that was traditional
and
for a long time. Owen Judy for three. That's no good from the right wing. Jack Kanapke with the glass. He'll give it to Hudson Rose down the left sideline. He put the brakes on in a hurry. Gives it back to Brady Reinebaum. Now Owen Judy appears that actually they're going to fall back in that man-to-man. No, that's going to be a boxing one with Troy Holman defending. There's Hudson Rose through the hole with a score. 6'4 senior, been starting a lot. District came off the bench tonight. His first two-pointer. We'll give Marion Local a 7-5 lead with 60 seconds left here. Now Owen Judy out in that center circle. And Reinebaum's going to defend him. Gives it to Logan Holman over on that right elbow. Holman will give it to Daniel Patch out between the circle. Now Owen Judy has it on the right wing. Top the circle, Cale Ramel. Hudson Rose chases him. That's a long three off the front of the iron. No good. Jack Kanapke up to grab that one. He'll give it to Brady Reinebaum. And now the Flyers with 37 seconds left in the period. A chance to add on to a 7-5 lead. And they're still playing that box to one. Now Troy Holman with the responsibility of Brady Reinebaum. And Kirk Gunnemiller says, hey, we'll play for one shot. We got a 7-5 lead.
Yeah, might as well, but then Holman going to come out on Reinebaum now a little bit. They're going to deny him the ball. Once he gets rid of it, they don't want him to have the ball because their offense runs through
Reinebaum. He has a lot of good things with the basketball, that is for sure. He's got it right now, almost on the mid-court stripe. Now into the paint area. He'll kick it in the corner. Hudson Rose for three on the left corner. No good. Jack Konecny the rebound. Jack Konecny the stick back is no good. And then eventually Troy Holman with 2 seconds will throw one into the crowd. We have completed 8 minutes here from Marion Local. Flyers 7, Indians 5 on your sports leader, WCSM.
Folding a fitted sheet, programming the thermostat, matching your socks. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with an auto owner's insurance independent agent, getting the right coverage for your home doesn't have to be one of them. So you can get back to more important things, like finding that missing sock. That's simple human sense.
Visit Lawyers Insurance in Salina, Maria Stein, and St. Mary's, your auto owner's insurance provider.
You've seen the shirt online and almost clicked to finalize the sale. And then you thought, I wonder what the shirt quality would be. Or is that color really that color? Is that a fair price? And, oh wait, I need to add the shipping cost. Then, what if it's not right? Then who do I call? The good news, MVP Sports and More can create the look you saw with the confidence of a quality job and product. MVP can make customized shirts, hats, baby blankets. You get the picture. No surprises. No hidden design or setup fees. MVP and Chickasaw, making visions possible.
Welcome back to Flyer Gymnasium. A quick first quarter, a 7-5 Marion Local advantage. The Flyers get a 3-ball from Peyton Noddy, 2 from Hudson Rose, and 2 from Jack Konecny. For recovery, a 2-ball from Kale Ramo, a 2-ball from Owen Judy, a foul shot by Landon Post. A box and one being applied by the Fort Recovery Indians. The Flyers have been very patient with it. The Indians, when they go on offense, extremely patient with the basketball.
Yeah, this trip here to start the second quarter, Radebaum's on the bench, and they're going to come out still in a more of a man-to-man here. This is man-to-man.
This is man-to-man. Black, yeah, that's straight man-to-man right now. Hudson Rhodes with the basketball. We'll get all the guys there. Peyton Noddy over in the far right corner for the Flyers. Tate Hess out there, Jack Konecny, and also Jade Mesher. Here's Hudson Rose. Kicks the ball near the midcourt strip out to Mesher. Now Peyton Noddy has it between the circles, actually close to the left wing here. And now Kurt Gellermiller giving some instruction. I think that's a box and one yet, or is Troy Holman just playing that side of defense as he's defending Tate Hess? I think they practiced box and one all night, and they just picked somebody they're going to box and one. And now the ball knocked away and picked up by Daniel Patch. He'll give it to Cale Ramble. And now the Indians can tie with a two here on their first possession in the second quarter. 7-5 Marion Local in a low-scoring affair. Troy Holman top the circle, actually in that center circle. Goes left wing over to Cale Ramble. Ramble comes in with a team-high 18.1 a basketball game. He'll give it to Owen Judy. Judy averaging about 14 himself. He'll go to the hole and took a lot of contact. And no call there, and keep the ball on the Indian side.
Bunch of contact here early in this ball game.
Yeah, Coach Jim Melton thought there was too much contact that time, the way he reacted there.
They're definitely not calling anything around the hoop.
Indians look like this right now. Troy Holman inbounding. Owen Judy, Cale Ramel, Logan Holman, and Daniel Pack is target. He'll eventually give it out to Owen Judy, and Peyton Noddy almost belly button there. Now back to Cale Ramel. Ramel goes left wing over to Logan Holman. Couple seniors, actually a senior and a junior play pitch and catch there. Now Owen Judy, the senior on the right wing, back to Cale Ramel, top of the circle. Ramel gives the ball back to Troy Holman. Now Daniel Patch. That's a three from the top of the circle, no good. Logan Holman temporarily had the rebound, but knocked out his hands by Jade Mesher. And then hands it to Tate Hess. And now Hess is going to try to thread the needle, and the ball's going out of bounds off of Fort Recovery as they try to knock it off. They try to get the ball down to Jack Konecny. And now they just pointed the wrong way. I think a good call. Flyer fans aren't going to be upset that they pointed the wrong way, but it seemed like a good call there.
Yeah, there's some sarcastic hollering, I think, going on here, and they're one that won't stay on their side of the court.
They'll take it when they get it.
Yeah.
They don't care about the rules, maybe. Hey,
you got Daniel Patch, 6'7", and Jack Konecny, 6'8". Big body boys. They're big, strong boys. Patch taking threes.
Exactly right. Jack Konecny going to defend him out there right now. Top of the circle, Logan Holman has it. Holman, a 6'4 senior, averaging right at 6.8 a basketball game. Ball knocked away. Holman somehow comes up with it. Goes right wing. Owen Judy, a three from the corner, is no good. And a rebound, Tate Hess. Hess in a hurry. Down the right sideline. We'll put the brakes on. Bounce pass. Radebaum open. His bucket's not going to count. We had a foul away from the ball as Peyton Judy, or I should say Owen Judy, was boxing out Peyton Noddy. Noddy went to the turf. So a foul away from the ball. Radebaum didn't complete a three, but if the three goes, it would have been a good foul.
Yeah, it would have been a good one.
Exactly right. Right now, it'll be Brady Radebaum inbounding underneath the Flyer box bucket with a box set. Inbound pass to Tate Hess, and he'll score. Good-looking play. They threw it up in the air to Tate Hess instead of Jack Kanacki. Kind of caught the Indians off guard. And it's 9-5 right now. Marion Local with the advantage. 5:45 left on the halftime break. So now Landon Post, another good move to the bucket. Post with 3 points tonight. Six-foot junior averages 2.3 a game. And he'll cut the deficit to 9-7 for the Indians. And now we'll check and see. It's a box and one again. As you can see, Landon Post making really close friends to Brady Ronnebaum right now. Now Jade Mesher, top of the circle, goes over to the left wing, hands the ball off to Peyton Oddie. We did get another substitution into the Indian lineup. Was Caleb Evers. Foul away from the ball on zero Landon Post. He'll pick up his first foul. Team foul number two against four recovery. Marion Local with just a single foul. And we've only got 5:20 left for the halftime break.
Yeah, Ronnebaum and Post. When Post is guarding him, denying him the ball, if Ronnebaum had any bubble gum in his mouth, he'd be able to pop it right on his nose.
There's Brady Ronnebaum on the out-of-bounds play from the left corner. No good. Jack Kanapke the rebound. Kanapke to the hole. Took some contact, and that's going to be a jump ball. Good defense by Daniel Patch. We got some size in there tonight. Austin Nikan just jumped off the bench for Marion Local, 6'7". Jack Kanapke, 6'8". You look on the other side, you got Daniel Patch that goes 6'7". Caleb Evers was in there. He goes every bit of 6'6". Or at least that's what he's listed on the program. Cale Ramble, 6'6". I guess Evers about 6'4", but Ramble, 6'6". And these guys are legitimately that tall, too.
Yeah, and they're all very athletic. They can shoot. They're quick. Very good athletic basketball players.
Right now, 5 minutes left to the halftime break. It's a 9-7 Marion Local advantage. And remember, this is the Flyer team that put up 65 on Tuesday night. Owen Judy for three from the top circle. No good. Peyton Oddie. His baseball pass into the front court. Nice catch by Jack Kanapke. Looks like he's playing tight end on that one. But then the ball knocked away, and Cale Ramble will have it. Into the front court. Logan Holman. Holman to the hole. Actually, will have it knocked out of bounds. And Freddie Flyer with the catch. Freddie all over that one. He'll hand it off to the referee. He'll talk about that one till tomorrow night. I guarantee you that.
Yeah, absolutely. That was excellent reaction time.
Freddie Flyer, he's been an athlete his whole life, by the way. Right now, 4:39 left in our first half. Landon Post inbounds right in front of the student section over on Marion Local end zone. Inbound pass goes to Cale Ramble. Ramble will make the catch on the right wing. A couple dribbles later, we'll give it to Post. Post now out in the middle of the basketball court. Guarded by Brady Ronnebaum. He'll skip it to Daniel Patch, top of the circle. Patch will give it over to Logan Holman. Holman gives it to Cale Ramble. Now Daniel Patch has it top of the circle. Bounce pass down to Ramble. He's got to break a double team and has the ball knocked out of bounds. And the Flyers are certainly double and triple teaming Ramble every time he touches the paintball.
Yeah, they definitely do not want him to get the ball and get a nice easy shot inside the paint. They're coming over and they're putting a lot of hacks on him.
Now all you got to do is look at his numbers and you can see why. Now inbound pass goes to Judy. He'll go to the hole. Took some contact, no call. Peyton Oddie the rebound. And now Oddie to the hole has a block partially by Daniel Patch. And he took contact as well. They're certainly letting him play on both sides right now. Now Holman into the front court. Logan Holman has the ball knocked away, and that went over into the cheerleader section. Not quite as good a catcher over there as Freddie Flyer on the other side. That ball will belong to full recovery. Substitution, Marion Local. Hudson Rose back in the game. We'll check and see who he's going to replace Ted Hess. So it'll look like this. Kanapke, Rose, Niekamp, Oddie, all playing defense right now with Brady Ronnebaum. Well, Daniel Patch, Owen Judy, Cale Ramble, Logan Holman, and the inbounder Landon Post on the court for the Indians. They'll get it into Daniel Patch in that left corner. Gives it back to Post. Post a couple dribbles later, gives it out to Owen Judy near the midcourt stripe. Judy comes in averaging 14.5 a game. He, along with Ramble, 18.1. That's about 33 a game between the two. And now Daniel Patch has the basketball. Patch is going to look for somebody. He'll eventually give it out to Owen Judy out in that center circle. Judy guarded by Peyton Oddie. Less than a half a quarter ago, and we'll head to our halftime break. Now we got a foul away from the ball. They'll call that on 2-2 Peyton Judy, or Peyton Oddie, excuse me. Peyton Judy used to play for the Indians, by the way, but Peyton Oddie playing for the Flyers this year. Now Tate Hess back into the game. He will replace. We'll check and see. And we got an Indian timeout. We'll give you the lineups when we return. Four recovery timeout. 9-7 Marion Local on your sports tutor, WCSM.
Need a better job where the benefits are great. A family-friendly company with competitive pay. Where people stop and greet me when they see my smiling face. Cooper Farms. It's more than a workplace.
Locations in Van Wert, Fort Recovery, St. Henry, Rossburg, and Coldwater. Start at $15.25 an hour for full-time production. Flexible options available too. To apply, visit CooperFarmsJobs.com. Cooper Farms, it's more than a workplace.
Thank you for helping Grand Lake Health System earn 5 stars for quality of care from the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services. This is the highest rating any hospital can achieve and ranks Grand Lake Health System among the top 10.1% of hospitals in the nation. It is our privilege to be your leading healthcare provider. Grand Lake Health System is proud to be recognized as a 5-star hospital and will continue to serve our community and provide the highest quality of care that you and your family deserve. To learn more, visit our website at grandlakehealth.org.
Welcome back to Flyer Gymnasium. Inbound pass landed both out near the mid-court stripe to save that one. Good hustle there by the junior. He'll get the ball to Daniel Fast, another junior. Now Cale Ramble, top of the circle. 3.5 minutes left for the halftime break. A 9-7 Marion local advantage. Ramble, Post, top of the circle. He'll now dribble out and give it back to Daniel Fast. Fast gives it right wing to Logan Holman. Logan Holman against Austin Niekamp, 6'4 against 6'7. Can't finish. Ramble, a stick back. Hill Ramble, his second bucket. He's got 4. I think fouled on the play as well. So the bucket is good. The foul will be on 2-4, Hudson Rose. That'll be his first. Marion Local's third. And now Cale Ramble with an old-fashioned three-point opportunity here and a chance to give the Indians, I think, their first lead. I got to check the numbers here. Yeah, Marion, I know, Fort Recovery led 2-0. So they did have one. Right there, 2-0. Fort Recovery had a lead at 2-0. Yep. And Ramble's old-fashioned three-point play will give him 5 on this evening. And now Fort Recovery leading 10-9, 3:13 left in the period. With the basketball, Peyton Noddy. He'll give it over to Tate Hess out between the circles. Now still a box and one. There's a Peyton Noddy 3 from the corner. Peyton Noddy with the bucket. He's got 2 3-balls. That's a right corner 3. He's got 6. And Marion will go up by a pair, 12-10. Now Owen Judy on the Indian side goes to Logan Holman over on that left wing. He'll go right side to Landon Post, back to Holman down the right baseline. Benson kicks it back to Post, gives it out to Daniel Pat. NBA 3 from the left wing is no good. Long rebound is going to go out of bounds off of Marion Local. Those are tough to rebound. Hit the backboard, came straight down. And with 2:39 left of the halftime break, it'll be Marion Local Erickson, say, for recovery basketball. Peyton Noddy wanted to inbound and not going to be able to do that as it's Indian basketball.
Yeah, that was a good try by him. Fort Recovery, 0-7 from beyond the arc tonight.
Yeah, that would be sure a home field advantage if you can inbound an Indian basketball. Right now, Landon Post out near the midcourt stripe. Couple dribbles later, Cale Ramble on the back cut, and he'll go the hole. No call, and that's a late call, definitely a foul. The whistle just came in late. There's no doubt it was a foul there. The foul will be on 1-2, Tate Hess. That'll be his first. Team foul number 4 against Marion Local. And now Cale Ramble, who's a perfect 1-for-1 from the charity stripe, looking for his 6th point of the night. Couple here would tie things up, and that one's going to go in and out, no good. Deficit remains at 2-12-10 advantage Marion Local. Jane Mesher down the lineup. He'll replace Austin Niekamp. Lose a few inches in that transaction. Mesher 6'2", Niekamp 6'7". Cale Ramble's 2nd opportunity from the charity stripe. I'm pretty sure he made 75% this year.
You and I would have lost the money if we would have waited until about 5.5 minutes into the second quarter to get to double digits.
Yeah, we would have. Well, we're not allowed to bet, but if we wouldn't be allowed to bet, we would have lost it.
Right
now, it'll be top of the circle out to Jane Mesher. Mesher now inside the arc. Mesher has the ball slapped away. Cale Ramble with the loose ball. Ramble into the front court, overthrows Owen Judy, his ball loose, then eventually Judy somehow comes up with it. He'll give it to Ramble, a 3 from the right wing, off the iron, no good, and a rebound Brady Ronnebaum of Marion Local. 2-minute warning here in the second period. Ronnebaum into the front court, Payne Oddie. Oddie inside the arc, and he'll be fouled on his way to the bucket. Owen Judy will reach in. The Indians only have 3 team fouls, but number 2, or excuse me, they call that on 22?
Yeah, they're calling that on Cale Ramble.
Okay, I thought. So that, I guess that's good news if you're an Indian fan. That's just a single foul. I thought Owen Judy was all over that one. We'll stop the clock. 1:56 left of the halftime break. Marion Local with the basketball and a 12-11 lead. Tate Hess will inbound. His targets out there, Jack Canappy, Peyton Noddy, Brady Ronnebaum, and Jaden Mesher. Defending, Owen Judy, Landon Post, Daniel Patch, Logan Holman, as well as Cale Ramble. Indians have only gone, I think, 6 deep tonight,
yeah,
is what we've had. Inbound pass will go to Brady Ronnebaum, a 3 from the left wing, nothing but nylon. Brady Ronnebaum, maybe his first shot of the night, gives Marion Local a 15-11 lead.
That was a big 3-4-point lead right now, the way this game's been battled. 4 points is a lot.
Absolutely. Cale Ramble now with the basketball. Baseball pass to the corner. Logan Post, or Lance Post, didn't take that shot. He'll go down low to Cale Rammel. Rammel to Daniel Patrick. Good catch on that right wing. Now we'll take a couple dribbles and give it out to Logan Holman. Holman guarded by Jaden Mesher. Guy in some traffic. Minute 20 left here in period number two. Marion Local 15, 4 Recovery 11. Owen Judy out near the 10-foot line on the volleyball court. Now gives it to Landon Post on that same line, actually a little bit behind it. Now skips it into the left side to Logan Holman. Logan Holman, entry pass down to Landon Post, and I think Ronnebaum was on the end line trying to save that one. That'll stop the clock. 65 seconds now left in our first half. Remember, at the end of this half, we will have our hometownopportunity.com hashtag Find a Job Friday halftime show. And now Landon Post inbounding underneath his own bucket. Gives it to Cale Rammel. That's a left corner. 3-0, but net. Cale Rammel. He's got 9 of the 14 Indian points, and right now it's 15-14. Advantage the homestanding blue and gold. Now Tate Epp. Into the corner to Jaden Mesher. Right corner. 3. Count that one. And now all of a sudden we're lighting up the board. Mesher, the 6th different flyer to put on points on the board. And it's 18-14 Marion Local. 40 seconds left here in the first half. Daniel Pat out to Owen Judy, out between the circles. Looking for a screen, now dribbles down the right baseline. Runs into a double team, then the ball knocked out of bounds. They'll say that went off of Marion Local and keep the ball on the Indian side. 30 seconds left in the period, period two. 18-14 Marion Local. And I would think maybe the Indians think about one here. We'll check and see here as Daniel Patch will give it back to Cale Rammel. No one there. That's a 3-ball. No good. It'll be a Jaden Mesher backside rebound. He'll give it to Brady Ronnebaum, and now Kurt Guttermiller definitely thinking about getting that last shot. As we've got just 18 seconds left of the halftime break. The Flyers on top, 18-14. Ronnebaum out in the center, circle dribbling. We'll check and see what they're going to do with 10 seconds. Now 9, now 8 seconds. Tate Hess back to Ronnebaum, left wing. He'll fire a 3. In and out, no good. Rebound, Cale Rammel. 3, 2, 1. Into the front court. Holman's not going to get it off. It wouldn't have counted anyways. We completed 2 quarters here from Maria Stein. Marion Local 18, Fort Recovery 14. But your sports leader, WCSM.
Here at Denny's Door Company, we are thankful to serve our community and keep your home's energy efficient. If you have any door needs, just call Denny's Door Company in Salina, 1-800-890-DOOR. Denny's Doors invites you to stop in and check out our doors for your home, industrial, commercial, or ag facility. Denny's Door, State Route 29 in Salina, or Denny'sDoor.com. Serving you since 1988. Thank you for your support.
Today is Find a Job Friday, and HometownOpportunity.com is featuring these latest postings. Full-time utility operators, CNC machinists at Randall Bearings RBI Coldwater Incorporated. Full-time branch manager, loan officer at Mercer Savings Bank. Full-time director of material management at Grand Lake Health System, Joint Township District Memorial Hospital. Full-time automotive parts counterperson at Speckman Automotive. Check out these postings and many more at HometownOpportunity.com. Find a Job Friday. HometownOpportunity.com, your source to connect with local companies.
Kielsman Automotive has enjoyed and taken pride in serving the local community for over 70 years. From a simple tune-up to complete engine overhauls, they've been there. With friendly staff and fourth-generation mechanics, they've been providing top-notch service to maintain your safety. Kielsman Automotive thanks all of their customers for a great year. Kielsman Automotive, on State Route 274 and 716 in Chickasaw, and in the Marion Township Industrial Park.
HometownOpportunity.com. Hashtag Find a Job Friday. Halftime show with 2 quarters of a book. Marion Local, a 4-point home lead right now. 7-5 after 1 quarter. 18-14 here at the halftime break. Four Recovery took an early 2-0 advantage. Our first tie was at 2-2. Second tie at 5-5. Third tie at 9-9. But since then, a 9-5 run. And it was the Fort Recovery Indians trailing Marion Local 18-14. Individual scoring, first of the Fort Recovery Indians, Cale Rammel. Came in averaging 18.1 a game. Half that way already. He's got 9. Landon Post with 3. And Owen Judy with the first bucket of the basketball game. Again, for the Indians, Cale Rammel with 9. Landon Post with 3. Owen Judy has 2. For the homestanding Flyers, they've got 6 different guys that have scored tonight. Peyton Noddy leading the way. A couple of 3-balls. He's got 6. 3 points for Brady Ronnebaum. Neat measure of 3-ball. 2 for Tatehead. Hudson Rose a bucket. And also Jack Kanacki with a 2-pointer. Again, for the blue and gold of Marion Local, Peyton Noddy with 6. 3 each for Brady Ronnebaum and Jade Mesher. 2 each First eight hit Hudson Rose and Jack Kanapke. 18-14 here in the varsity at halftime. The JV contest won by Marion Local tonight as they picked up a win 43-33 over the JV Indians. Let's take another break, and Kyle has the numbers on your sports leader, WCSM.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. The eggs, headaches, stuffy noses. When you or your family are not feeling well, ask our caring Kalp Pharmacy pharmacists about the wide selection of over-the-counter medications, vitamins, and supplements we have at Kalp Pharmacy. Kalp Pharmacy is located in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Bern in Union City, Indiana. So stop in or call Kalp Pharmacy at 800-686-2314. Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
Is it time to freshen up your home's appliances? Support your local community by shopping at Raze Refrigeration, your Whirlpool home appliance dealer since 1946. Whirlpool appliances are built with American pride and are designed, engineered, and assembled in the USA. Whirlpool Corporation has the lineup to make household chores easier with their Whirlpool, Maytag, KitchenAid, and Amana appliances. Don't waste your time. Whirlpool Appliances and Raze Refrigeration know how to make everyday chores easy. Buy local and support your community. Come to Raze Refrigeration, north edge of Coldwater since 1946.
Do you see a McDonald's restaurant and think of the great people that work there? We do. I'm Stacy Voorhees with your local Montfort Voorhees McDonald's. We are committed to our employees and our fans and invite you to consider working with us. Schedules are flexible to your availability, and we are looking for smiles of all ages for all shifts. Want to work just 2 hours, like 7 to 9 or 11 to 1 at lunch? We'd love for you to join our team.
Welcome back to Marion Local High School. We've got two quarters in the books with 4 recovery in town. It's Marion Local 18, 4 recovery 14. With the halftime numbers, Mr. Kyle Hine.
We got a little halftime entertainment with the fifth grade boys out here playing some basketball. For the visiting Fort Recovery Indians, they were 4 of 9 shooting inside the arc, 1 of 10 from 3-point range this evening in that first half, 5 of 19 total shooting, 3 of 5 from the charity stripe, got them down for the one turnover, 17 rebounds for the Fort Recovery Indians. And then for the Marion Local Flyers, they were 3 of 8 shooting inside, 4 of 8 from beyond the arc, 50% there, 7 of 16 total shooting from the field for Marion Local, so a good night so far for them. 5 turnovers, 12 team rebounds, and they had one block in that first half. That puts us at the 18-14 first halftime here. When that, we probably thought that was going to be at least the first quarter score.
Exactly right. Both these teams like to get up and down on particular nights at least, both averaging in the 50s, both playing defense in the 40s, and right now we're seeing the defensive side. We're at halftime here. Marion Local 18-4 recovery 14. Let's head back. We may get a report as New Bremen playing host to Coldwater tonight on your sports leader, WCSM.
2 years ago, Jeff and Mark Bruns wanted to create the area's most respected lumber company.
Nailed it.
When the community and local sports teams needed support, Shuckman Lumber was there.
Nailed it.
When the demand grew, Shuckman Lumber grew.
Nailed it and boarded it.
They helped design and provide materials for homes, businesses, condos, storage sheds, dairy barns, and even Santa's house.
Nailed it, nailed it, nailed it, nailed it, and ho, ho, ho.
Shuckman Lumber on West Columbus and St. Henry would like to thank you.
Nailed it.
I think they get it.
There is nothing like small local business to really get that hometown feel. At the Corner Cafe, they do just that. It's a perfect place to meet your friends and celebrate the area we live in and all it has to offer. The Corner Cafe has daily lunch specials every Monday through Friday, including the lunch buffet and carryout to help you get through your work week. Be sure to visit the Corner Cafe after the game to celebrate, and all weekend for great food, fun, and a variety of entertainment. Good luck, Marion Local Flyers, on a successful season.
At Lamb's Insurance Agency, we have discounts, 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 and we love to offer them. So if you qualify, we offer home and auto, multi-policy, preferred driver, smoke alarms, whole house generators, good student, location discounts, no loss discounts, cherry pie discounts. Just kidding about that one, but I do like cherry pie. We have many more discounts too. So call today to see if we can save you money with the many discounts we offer.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Nest here. Cardinal Gymnasium is the New Bremen Cardinals right now lead 24-21 in the second quarter against the Coldwater Cavaliers. After one, New Bremen led 19-15. Right now, 24-21 with about 4 minutes and a half to go in the first half. Leading score for New Bremen Cardinals, Nathan Riller has 8, David Homan 4, Trevor Bergman 4, and then you got Nick Alec 3, Reese Bussey 2, and Dylan Baumbauer with 3. The Coldwater Cavaliers
five each for Tyler Shreem and Kevin Fisher, and then two for Reese Mesher, two for Blake Busher, two for Marcel Blasengame, two for Luke Schwedemann, and a three by Evan Harnamer. 4:56 to go before the half. New Bremen 24, Coldwater 21. My sponsors: Brookside Trucking Company, Layfield Industrial and Welding Supplies, Ryder, and Winners Meat Service. I'm Rick Kramer for your sports leader, WCSM.
It's a new year, and Ryder of Minster is making a resolution to make 2022 ever better. Ryder is dedicated to their workers and make this the best place to work. Ryder would like to wish everyone a very happy and prosperous new year. May 2022 be filled with many blessings and success for you and yours. If you would like to see what Ryder of Minster is all about and check out all of their job openings, text Minster to 72345. That's Minster to 72345.
So tonight's the big party. You've planned it for months. You've got the music. You've got the people. And best of all, you've got your food at Winners Meats.
That's good beef.
See, you remembered all those other parties that had food from Winners, and you stocked up shredded beef, barbecued beef, ham, and all the trimmings. Wow, great potato salad and those baked beans. Now, did you remember to order enough?
Hey, we're out of food.
Oh, no.
Guess not. Everyone loves a winner. Winners Meats in Osgood.
Back to Marion Local High School. It's just about ready to start our second half. 18-14, Marion Local leading Fort Recovery. A reminder, tomorrow the Bengals go at it. It's postseason time. Bengals will host the Las Vegas Raiders again on 100.3 FM. You get the NFL Network on 96.7 FM. You get the Bengals crew of Dave Lappin and Dan Orr. You kind of pick what you want, but if you go to FM 96.7, pregame at 3, kickoff at 4:30. If you go to 100.3 FM or AM 1350, at 4 o'clock, the NFL playoff game, again, between Las Vegas and Cincinnati. We also have the second game, New England and Buffalo, on there. Kyle, your Buffalo Bills will be on 100.3 tomorrow.
Well, I'm definitely going to be watching. Sorry, I'm not going to listen. I'm going to be watching.
You might want to listen and watch. We'll wait and see here. We'll see how things go. And then next week, we've got basketball action as far as high school goes. Tuesday night, the Lady Flyers at the Lady Rough Riders. Also, boys action, be the Ferry Commodores traveling to Minster to take on the Wildcats Thursday night. The Mr. Lady Wildcats here at Maria Stein to take on Best Drive Gang. We also got a game on 96.7. That would be Fort Recovery travel to St. Henry to take on the Redskins. Let's play some basketball here as Marion Local around there, head coach Gunnar Miller. And Jim Melt doing the same thing with his Indians. The Indians break huddle first. It'll be Daniel Back, Kale Rimmel, Owen Judy, along with Landon Post and Logan Holman. So the original starting lineup there, Peyton Nottie, Tate S., Jade Mesher, Brady Ronnebaum, and Jack Kanapke. So both original starting lineup. The Indians did go 7 deep. I think Caleb Evers had a couple minutes in there, I think. Basically, about a six-man watch here. Right now, we got 8 minutes left in the quarter. Bringing up will be Tate Hess. Hess will go Jack Kanapke. Kanapke is down low to Peyton Nottie, and now the ball stolen there by Cale Ramble. And now the Indians, and then a steal by Brady Ronnebaum, and he'll score. Ronnebaum snuck around everybody, gets an easy bucket, and he will give Marion Local a 20-14 lead.
Nice, sneaky, crafty veteran move right there to come up with the steal, easy layup. That's going to increase that lead up to 6 points.
Biggest lead of the night. Now Owen Judy, top of the circle, three, no good. Rebound, Battleboard, Jade Messer out of the back. He'll give it to Ronnebaum. He'll take it to the hole, good ball fake, and then loses it, and Logan Holman will pick up the loose ball. Holman now in the front court, goes over to Cale Ramble. Ramble back to Judy, now Landon Post, the junior point guard. To Logan Holman, top of the circle, gives it back to Cale Ramble. Ramble with a team high and game high 9 at the halftime break. Just about a minute gone here in quarter number 3. 20-14, Marion Local lead. Daniel Batts works against Jack Kanapke, 6-7 against 6-8. There's a steal by Jack Kanapke. So a couple of turnovers against the Indians here in this quarter. Now back on the attack, Tate Hess and the Flyers. Brady Ronnebaum, Peyton Nottie, three from the left wing. That one is no good. Jack Kanapke, the stick back as a block by Ramble, and then Ramble blocked it again. So Ramble a block, Kanapke a rebound. Ramble a block, and it'll be Flyer basketball underneath their own bucket as it goes out of bounds. Very impressive there by Cale Ramble, by the way. And now Brady Ronnebaum will inbound underneath his own bucket in the far left corner. Jade Messer for three. No good. Jack Kanapke the rebound. Kick the ball back to Ronnebaum. There's a long two from the left or right wing. It's good. Brady Ronnebaum, he's got 7. And a good start in the second half for Marion Local. They lead 22-14.
Ronnebaum, they were trying to stop him in that first half. Here in the second half, he's coming out with a couple of buckets. He's going to find his points here tonight.
And now Cale Ramel gives it over to Landon Post. Post over to Logan Holman. Holman down to Cale Ramel. Ramel going to take it to the hole. Flyer fans one day travel while the Indian fans one day foul. And now Peyton Audio will come up with a loose ball. He'll give it to Jack Kanapke. Kanapke back to Tate Hess. Hess kicked it in the far right corner. Mesher for a three. That one is no good. And the rebound, Cale Ramel, as he was up by the rim to grab that one. He'll get the ball right side to Owen Judy. Judy into the paint area. He'll stop. He'll pop. That's going to be short. And a rebound, Peyton Audio. Right now, a 4-0 run for Marion Local with 5:50 left in the third period. And the Flyers leading 22-14.
So far tonight, Indians, they seem to have a lid on their basket. They're just not really getting anything to fall. 1 of 11 from beyond the arc.
And now a steal by Daniel Pack as Cale Ramel will knock that Aaron Fast into Pack's hand. And now Ramel will bring it up in the front court. Gives it to Landon Post. Post, a 6-foot junior, averaging 2.3 a night. Got three this evening. Now loose ball chased down by Pack. He'll give it to Ramel. Now Landon Post out in the center circle. 5:20 left in the third period. Flyers up by 8, 22-14, their biggest lead of the night. Now Post, or I should say Judy, gives it back to Post. Daniel Pass, right corner, back to Post, top of the circle. Then take a three. Entry pass down to Cale Ramel. He'll give it back to Post. He makes a good catch, keeping it out of the backcourt. Now Logan Hovind down the left baseline and stepped on the line on his way there and give the ball back to the Marion Local Flyers.
That's four turnovers here in this third quarter and 3 minutes of play for Fort Recovery.
And four turnovers and I think just one shot. At least a 22-14 deficit. Now Tate Hess will bring it up in the front court. He'll walk it up into the front court. Indians look to be in a, that's a 3-2 zone now. 1-2-3-2, whatever you want to call that. So another different look. Peyton Audio has the ball. He'll give it to Brady Ronnebaum. Good look to Jack Kanapke. He'll go to the hole, and Daniel Patch with a block and a rebound. They are certainly allowing contact down low on both sides tonight. Now into the front court, you got Cale Ramel. Ramel kicks the ball back to Pat. There's a three by Landon Post. Down at Landon Post. He's got 6 points. We check his numbers out. That's matches his season high, in which he had six against St. John's earlier this year over at the Portside Field now in the first conference loss of the year. Right now, Ronnebaum, top of the circle. Gives it to Tate Hess against that 3-2 or 1-2-2 zone. It's more like a 3-2, I'm going to call it. Right now, Tate Hess, right wing, Jade Mesher, top of the circle. Tate Hess has it. Daniel Pack in the middle of that top of the zone. 6-7 long arms there. Now the ball knocked out of bounds by Owen Judy. Halfway through our third period, 4:02 left in period three. 22-17 advantage right now belongs to some Marion Local Flyers.
I was going to say, that makes it tough on that 3-2 with Daniel Patch up there in the top in the middle.
There's an inbounds pass to Tate Hess, and then he's going to be fouled on the rebound opportunity. They scored on the first in the first half on that play. The foul on the purple is going to be, we'll check and see, 22. They're going to call that on Cale Ramel. It will be on Ramel. That'll be his second. Team foul number one against Fort Recovery. And Tate has that line through a couple times. 6'2 junior averaging almost 8 a game, 7.9 to be official. Hess now with 3 points as that foul shot hits all nylon. That's a 6-point home court lead for Marion Local, 23-17. Exactly halfway through our third period. 4 minutes to go in period three. Second opportunity for Tate Hess is up, and that one's also nylon. Tate Hess with four. Flyers up by 7, 24-17. Now Owen Judy into the front court against Peyton Audio. Kicks the ball back top of the circle to Daniel Patch. He'll throw it right through the hands of Logan Owen, and it's a turnover again against Fort Recovery. As Jade Mesher picked up the loose ball, he'll give it to Brady Ronnebaum. Ronnebaum will take it into the hole. Can't finish. Cale Ramel the rebound. Ramel up the middle of the basketball court over to Landon Post. Post back to Ramel. Right elbow, 15. Footer is no good. And it'll be a rebound for Peyton Audio. One and done again. Now in the front court, you got Ronnebaum on the right baseline. Kicks the ball back. Hess, a right wing three. Counted. Peyton has the three ball. He's got 7 points. And it's now 27-17. Advantage, Marion Local. Timeout, Indians. We'll take it with them. 3:18 left in period three. Marion Local, 27.
Let's see what's up at Enyer Flooring and Home Decorating.
Well, girls, did you miss me?
Sure we did.
We've been busy doing estimates on flooring, window treatments, and new tile showers, and the installers have been super busy.
We really have a dedicated team here at Enyer Flooring and Home Decorating. Now, about those bonus checks.
Oh, I took care of those weeks ago.
Of course you did.
Hey, how'd you get back anyhow?
That's my secret.
For all your flooring and decorating options, see Enyer Flooring and Home Decorating, South Edge of Coldwater on 118.
At Holman Inc., we can't always control what's going on in life,
What we can't control is quality products and service for all your farming system needs. At Holman Inc. and Maria Stein, quality has been key since day one. You don't stop working, we won't either. We thank all farmers for continuing to trust in us for quality product and service. Holman Incorporated and Maria Stein, your quality livestock, equipment, and construction specialists since 1958.
Marion Local High School, 3:18 left here in the third period. It was 18-14 at the halftime break, but a 9-3 run later, and the Flyers right now a 10-point lead, 27-17.
Yeah, Marion Local finally starting to get the ball through the hoop. They're 5-10 from beyond the arc, and, you know, you got to give it up to Tate Hess. Tate Hess has Kimmel's long way here. He's putting up some points tonight for the Flyers.
Yeah, he's been hot as of late. We talked about that in our pregame. Double digits, three of the last four games has led them scoring. Two out of those four games. Right now, with the basketball, Landon Post. He'll get the ball off to Owen Judy. Judy gets it to Logan Holman. Holman to Daniel Patch. All this action behind the arc right now. Now Patch over to Landon Post on that right wing. Couple dribbles later, Post to bring it out near the midcourt stripe. Now dribbles over to the left wing, gets a pick. Bounce pass down to Cale Rammel. Rammel to the hole. Can't finish, and the rebound goes out of bounds off Marion Local. Boy, they got a good look that time. Rammel unable to finish. He's finished a bunch tonight. He's got 9 of those 17 points. Comes in averaging 18 a game. Now Landon Post will inbound underneath the Indian bucket. He'll give it out to Daniel Patch. Patch finds Cale Rammel. Rammel inside the arc right now over here on the left wing. So in Judy. Judy into the corner. Daniel Patch for 3. Count it. Daniel Patch, his first point of the night, a 3-ball. And it's a 7-point Flyer lead, 27-20.
Quick catch and release by the big man in the corner. Like you said, all three of his shot attempts so far have been from the outside.
I want to thank Alex back at the station. We got an update from the San Henry Middle School tonight with a quarter in the book for the Redskins and Tigers. For Sales 14, San Henry 14. Two really hot teams. Tigers have yet to lose this year, while San Henry has won 7 straight. There's Hardings. We'll give the ball back to Peyton Noddy. Now it's Tate Hess with the basketball. Hess will hand it off to Brady Ronnebaum. Thought about an NBA three. Instead, we'll go inside the paint area. Down low to Jack Kanapke, and he's hammered by Cale Rammel. And that's big news because Rammel picked up his third foul of the night. A game where we've not had a lot of fouls. In fact, the Indians only 5 the whole game, 2 here in the second half. And Rammel with 2:01 left in the third quarter. Jim Mount now is probably going to remind him, hey, you got 3 fouls. Got to be a little careful. First foul shot by Kanapke is up and not going to find pay dirt. And the advantage for Marion Local remains at 27-20. Jack Kanapke averaging 10 a game. He's been in double digits 4 times this year. Weiss has been the top scorer in a 7-2 season for Kurt Gunnemiller's gang. Second opportunity by the sophomores up, and that one is good. It's a kind roll there. That just about sat on the rim there. Now Cale Rammel will take it to the hole and can't finish. And the rebound, Jack Kanapke. He'll give it to Tate Hess. Hess will bring it up in the front court. And Rammel is slow to get back. And now Brady Ronnebaum open in the left corner for 3. That one is no good. And that'll be a rebound for Owen Judy. Judy in the backcourt with a minute 41 left in the third period. 28-20 advantage. There's a Daniel Patch 3 from the left wing. That one is no good. And the rebound this time, Brady Ronnebaum into the front court to Kanapke. Ball knocked away and picked up by Daniel Patch. Good defense that time by Owen Judy. He'll give it to Cale Rammel. Rammel at the foul line. Rammel's going to stop. Needs to get rid of the basketball and eventually will get rid of it. Out to Owen Judy. Judy out near the midcourt stripe. 28-20, minute 15 left in the third period. 8-point lead for Marion Local. Flyers 7-2, 4 recovery, 8-3. Both teams with a single loss in league play. Daniel Patch out to Landon Post out near the middle circle. Actually between the circles right now. He'll go left wing over to Cale Rammel. Rammel against Chris Harding. Rammel a couple dribbles later inside the paint area. Going to take the hole, and he'll be fouled there. So the personal foul will be on, I think, Chris Harding. We'll wait to see if that's accurate information. And so come this way, that'll be on 2-3. Actually, that's not on. That's got to be 3-2.
Excuse Chris Harding. Yeah.
Peeking at the wrong angle there. Looked like 2-3 from the angle that we've seen that, but he wasn't even on the court, he being Austin Niekamp. So Hardings will pick up the foul. So that'll be his first team foul number 1 against Marion Local in the second half. 52 seconds left in the third period. The Rammel foul shot's going to be short. The deficit for the Indians remains at 8 at 28-20. Subs on both sides. Troy Holman into the Indian lineup, and they'll play Holman and Post at the same time now. They will join Owen Judy, the foul shooter, Cale Ramo, and Daniel Patch on the court. Ramo with that foul shot is now 3-for-5 from the charity stripe. Our first man in double digits tonight. That's now 12 straight games out of the gate in double digits for Cale Ramo. And his Indians trail 28-21. Into the front court, Brady Ronnebaum. And I think Marion Local against this 3-2 zone will be glad to take the last shot with a 7-point lead. As Brady Ronnebaum out near the mid-court stripe right now. Now Coach Belt says, let's go defend Ronnebaum a little bit out near the mid-court stripe. And they'll play pitch and catch with Nate Epps. Peyton Hotty will join him. All the sacks behind the arc with just 25 seconds left in the quarter.
Now Holman, yeah, he's denying Ronnebaum now.
Yeah, he is belly button to belly button with him. Ronnebaum has got acquainted with a couple of Indians pretty well tonight. One being Troy Holman, the other one being Landon Post. Ronnebaum with 7 points. They've done a nice job on him. A couple of those have been on breakaway. Right now, Tate Hess with 5 seconds. Pass defends him with 3-2. Ball knocked away. That's going to go out of bounds. And that will be the end of the quarter. With 3 and a buck here from Maria Stein. It's Marion Local 28, Fort Recovery 21. On your sports leader, WCSM.
Every second counts during a cardiac event, and Mercer Health has never been more prepared to care for patients experiencing a cardiac event. Mercer Health is now fully certified for heart attack readiness by the Joint Commission and is the only Ohio hospital to obtain this accreditation. Being heart attack ready means our team at Mercer Health is prepared and equipped to provide vital, often life-saving care. At Mercer Health, we are committed to being there for our community members when and where they need us.
Says your office phone has to be at a desk or even a phone at all. With Wabash's hosted business phone service, you can use all of the features from your phone on your desk with almost any internet-connected device, whether you're at work, at home, or on the move. Having the ability of your team to work from anywhere is just one way Wabash's hosted business phone service can boost your company's productivity. Call Wabash for a demo at 419-942-1111 and learn more at wabash.com.
Welcome back to the Nest here at home with the New Bremen Cardinals. New Bremen has a 5-point advantage here at the half. They lead the Cavaliers 30-25. After one, 19-15 New Bremen. And then New Bremen outscored Coldwater 11-10 to take a 30-25 advantage here at the half. Leading scorer for the New Bremen Cardinals is Nathan Rindler with 8. And then 3 of them with 4. That's Tiemann, Bergman, and Holman. For the New Coldwater Cavaliers, it's Tyler Schwindemann with 9. And behind him is Kevin Fisher with 5. Both teams shooting pretty good through the gates, but missing from behind the arc. 3-point shooting for Coldwater, 2 of 8 for the New Bremen Cardinals, 3 of 9. Again, we're at the half. It's 30-25, New Bremen. My sponsors, Brookside Trucking Company, Layfield Industrial Welding Supplies, Ryder, and Winners Meat Service. I'm the Rocket Man, Rick Kramer, for your sports leader, WCSM.
When it comes to custom hauling of stone and dirt, as well as dump truck needs, you can rely on Brookside Trucking in Maria Stein. Brookside Trucking on Say Route 119 Maria Stein can haul your fill dirt or topsoil and handle the spreading of stone for your driveway. Contractors ask about their stone slinger for those hard-to-get jobs. Count on Brookside Trucking. Many others have for years. Make a tough job simple with a simple call to Brookside Trucking Incorporated at 925-4457. That's 925-4457 for professional hauling needs.
Layfield Industrial and Welding Supplies is your one-stop shop for all your industrial and welding needs. They carry the top brands in the industry and even offer shipping and delivery. But Layfield's extraordinary customer service help you grow your business. They're here to help you be more productive and get back to what you do best. Layfield Industrial and Welding Supplies with locations in Coldwater and Greenville. Good luck to Coldwater and all the surrounding schools this sports season.
Flyer Gymnasium, Mary Local with a basketball, leading right now 28-22, a Cale Ramo foul shot on a 1-for-2 trip. Cuts into that deficit for the Indians. Right now, Jaden Mesher will get it out to Peyton Hotty. It's a Flyer timeout. We'll take a break with him. 6:56 left in the basketball game, 28-22. Mary Local leading Fort Recovery. On your sports leader, WCSM.
Chickasaw Quick Stop is hiring. Need a full or part-time job with flexible hours? Are you a retiree or are you a mom that just needs to get away from the children and get some adult interaction? Work with quality people. With a $5 an hour bonus incentive and gift cards for any open or partial shift, it's definitely a win-win. Check out a job at Chickasaw Quick Stop or just stop by and ask. Chickasaw Quick Stop on Route 274 in Chickasaw.
Are you thinking about starting or buying a business? Do you know that 50% of these businesses could fail within 5 years? Our business consultants at Mormon, Harding & Company do not want you to become part of this statistic. At Mormon, Harding & Company, our experts have been helping businesses in the setup of the business, accounting software, and with your taxes for over 65 years. Mormon, Harding & Company, we are your business advisors. One stop, one call, one firm.
Local high school, just 656 left in this one. Low scoring affair, 28-22. Got a low scoring affair going over at New Knoxville as well. For the quarter books there, New Knoxville leading Mr. 8-6. We just heard from the Rocket Man, Coldwater trailing New Bremen 30-25 at the end of two quarters there. And at the end of one over to Center Middle School, Versailles and Denver is tied 14-14. We get any additional scores, we'll try to share those with you.
Owen Judy Darden, Ronnebaum now.
Right now, Peyton Adi to the hole, can't finish, and the rebound, Dale Ramble. Nice play set up, they just didn't get the finish, they being the Flyers. And now the Indians have a chance to cut into a 6-point deficit. Landon Post in the front court, top the circle to Logan Holman. Holman gets it to Daniel, pass in the far left corner, Owen Judy. Now down to Kale Ramble, kick to the Post. Corner three, count it. Landon Post this season high, he's got 9, and we got a ball game. 28-25.
That was a massive 3 for the Indians. They're now from beyond the arc. They're 4 of 15 from outside.
Yep, Post previous high was 6 in that loss to St. John's, 52-48, about the fourth game of the season. Right now, Jade Metcher gives it out to Brady Ronnebaum. Ronnebaum entry pass down to Jack Kanapke. He'll go to the hole, and he's hammered. And Cale Ramble just picked up his fourth foul. So Ramble picked up his fourth foul. I think some miscommunication there. So there has been a lot of fouls. Ramble has picked up 4 of the 6 Indian fouls. And Jack Kanapke was 1 for 2 from the charity stripe. A chance to add on to a 3-point lead with 6:04 left in the basketball game for the clock stop.
It was pretty amazing that Kanapke was able to catch that ball because Ronnebaum fired that sucker in there. And there was, like, he just stuck his hand up and basically stopped the ball and then caught it and went up. Ramble was there and fouled him.
He'll hit the rim, the backboard, and find the net on his first charity toss. He's got 4 points. That's the difference right now. 29-25. Second opportunity in and out, no good. And that'll be a Logan Holman rebound. He'll give it down the left sideline to Landon Post. Post kicks the ball back. Logan Holman with it. Holman goes right wing over to Owen Judy. Now top of the circle, Daniel Patch with it. Patch will give it back to Judy. Now Landon Post out in the center circle. Now the Indians set their offense trailing 29-25. Remember, Cale Ramble playing out there in the paint with 4 fouls. Patch has the ball stolen there by Jaden Messer, and he'll go coast to coast and score. Jaden Messer the steal, Jaden Messer the bucket, and it's a 6-point Flyer lead, 31-25. Now Landon Post will bring it up in the front court. He'll dribble to the left wing, goes right side over to Cale Ramble behind the arc. Now Ramble into the paint area. He'll force one up with the left hand and score. Nice move by Cale Ramble. 18 points a game, 13 tonight, and it's 31-27.
That was a strong move by Ramble, using the left hand, drew some contact, able to maintain control and off the window.
Remember, he's playing with 4 fouls out there. Could have picked up a charger. Not that he did, but was in the area that he could. There's a steal by Ramble. Ramble into the front court. Kicks the ball back to Judy. Judy now is going to kick it in the corner. Landon Post open for 3. That one's going to be long. And a rebound, Jade Messer on the backside. He'll give to Tate Hess, and now Hess will bring it up in the front court. 4:50 left in the ballgame. Peyton Adi, left wing, will bring it in the arc, into the paint. He'll stop, he'll pop, and score. Peyton Adi, he's got 8 Flyer points tonight. And he gets Marion Lopoy 33-27 lead.
Smart play by Peyton Adi. He realized he had Cale Ramble on him. He's got 4 fouls, so he took him to the hole. Ramble backed off, and he fired it up in the middle of the paint.
Indians are going to take a timeout. We'll take a break with him. 4:34 left in the ballgame. Marion Lopoy 33, 4 recovery, 27. On your sports leader, WCSM.
Hi, Fred from St. Henry Tile Company. Got a project to do? Don't forget the tools to do it with. From weekend warrior to professional contractor, we can help with quality, professional power and hand tools. For all those concrete, masonry, landscape projects and more, see one of our experienced staff to assist you or check us out at the web at sthenrytileco.com or call St. Henry Tile, Burn Ready Mix, Grand Lake Builders, Wayne Builders, Richmond Builders, or Minster Supply for all your building needs.
This world holds surprises around every corner. Sometimes they're good, and sometimes they're bad. Schwederman Custom Body is here to help when the world throws its worst at your car. You'll love their expert care and attention to detail. And the best surprise of all will be just how affordable it is to let Schwederman Custom Body get your car looking great again. So don't let surprises drive you mad. Let Schwederman Custom Body take care of you and your car.
Welcome back to Flyer Jim Nathan. Got a couple updates. I want to thank Alex again. Slina and Elida at the Elida Fieldhouse tied at the end of 3, 33-33. Unitco with a 4-point advantage over Minster at halftime over at the barn, 23-19. Again, the last score we had on Santa River Sales was 14-14. That was at the end of 1. And our halftime score over at New Bremen was Coldwater trailing New Bremen 30-25 here. With 4:34 left in the basketball game, it's Marion Lopeway, 33-27 lead. And now the Indians on offense after the Indian timeout. Out in the center circle, Landon Post. He's got a season high 9 tonight. Ramble's leading the Indians away with 13. He's got the ball top the circle for 3 off the rim. No good. Battle for the rebound is going to be in the hands of Landon Post. He'll give it back to Ramble. Now the Indians reset. Daniel Patch hands the ball to Owen Judy. Judy going to go to the hole. He'll stop. He'll pop. No good. Peyton out in the rebound. And now the Flyers with a 6-point lead. I would think they're going to be very careful in their shot selection here. Into the front court, Brady Ronnebaum. Straight man-to-man right now by the Indians. The Flyers kind of force their hand by spreading the basketball court. Jaden Mesher, left wing over to Peyton Oddy with 3:52 left in the ballgame. 33-27, Marion Local. There's Tate Hess with the ball. Top the circle, Mesher. He'll thought about a three, didn't take it. Instead, we'll give it to Tate Hess on the right wing. Back to Mesher out between the circles. Left wing, Jack Canapi. A 6'8 sophomore behind the arc. Now Peyton Oddy on the right side wing. Landon Logan Holman guards him. Now that's the end of the hands of Tate Hess. Hess guarded by Keel Ramel. Remember, Ramel out there with 4 fouls. Now Brady Ronnebaum dribbles back outside the arc, gives it back to Jade Metcher. Flyers have just ran off 20 seconds and now almost 30 seconds of this possession. As Owen Judy going to come out and defend Brady Ronnebaum. Ronnebaum going to be fouled by Owen Judy on a little slap. For Judy, that'll be his first team foul number 4 against Fort Recovery. Marion Local with just 2 team fouls. And we haven't had a lot of fouls in the basketball game. We only had 7 total, 4 and 3 back in that first half. Here in the second half, 4 and 2. They just let them play on both sides.
Yeah, it's been a physical ball game when it has gotten into the paint, inside a little bit. Anytime they're going up for a shot, it's always contested, and there really hasn't been many fouls called on that end.
Nate Hess will have that ball knocked away as he'll inbound right in front of the Flyer bench. Look for his target here, still looking for a target. And eventually we'll get it into Brady Ronnebaum out near the mid-court stripe. Ronnebaum with Owen Judy almost belly button to belly button. And now we got a timeout. Marion Local will take a break with him. 3:06 left in the ballgame. Flyers 33, Indians 27. On your sports leader, WCSM.
Ohio Production Paint and Assembly Corporation, also known as OPAC, has been striving to exceed their customers' expectations since the day they opened in 2000. While they specialize in exterior doors, their highly trained staff has the knowledge and skills to handle all your painting, staining, and assembly needs. Learn more about OPAC and what they can do by stopping into their facility right on 705 or visit their website at opacpaint.com. OPAC, putting the world in color.
The ref will start and stop basketball action with a whistle. Just as basketball has evolved, so has the ref's whistle. The P-less whistle was invented out of necessity when whistles using P's often malfunction. Ron Foxcroft patented the P-less whistle and started selling them at referee conventions. Once he waited late into the night, he entered a hotel hallway housing convention attending refs and blew his new whistle. Refs flooded the hallway and later purchased the innovative tool. At Hometown, we're always innovating our fiber optic and wireless networks, and we're dedicated to our customers, our community, and company.
3:06 left till the regulation numbers are up. 33-27 advantage Marion Local. They'll inbound after the Flyer timeout. That ball knocked out of bounds, I think, went off of Fort Recovery. And the ball will stay with Marion Local. Did get an update from the Santa Fe Middle School. What happened to books over there? The Santa Fe Redskins have won 7th straight 25. The Versailles Tigers, who are ranked number 1 in the state in D3 and undefeated 20. So 25-20, Santa Fe leading Versailles. Right now, 3 minutes left here. Flyers up by 6. Brady Ronnebaum with the basketball. Entry pass down to Jack Canapi. Back to Ronnebaum. As they play pitch and catch, Ronnebaum behind the arc. Canapi down to that low block. Now Owen Judy going to come out and defend Ronnebaum almost near the mid-court stripe. And now going to dribble inside the arc. Ronnebaum, little shovel pass to Canapi. He can't finish. Got his own rebound and scores. Jack Kanapke hung right in there on that one. He now has a half a dozen, and the Flyers up by 8, 35-27.
Just excellent effort by Jack Kanapke. He well contested on that first one, came up with the rebound, and then did a little backwards reverse to finish it off.
Nice when you're 6'8 and can play up by the rim. Right now with the basketball, Daniel Patch over to Owen Judy. Judy back to Patch in that left corner. He'll fire a three, in and out, no good. Rebound, Logan Holman. Holman now going to take it to the hole, and no good. Sit back is going to be Landon Post. He's in double digits with 11, and it's 35-29. Big time rebound that time by the junior guard. Now Brady Ronnebaum in the backcourt. He'll get the ball back to Nate Hess. Hess guarded there by Gil Ramo. He's got to be extremely careful with his 4 fouls and just fouled out of the basketball game. And on a normal night, that would have been foul number 5 against Gil Ramo. Instead, it'll be a foul against a different Indian. That'll be on number 2, Owen Judy. That'll be his 3rd team foul number 5 against Full Recovery.
Coach Kirk Guttemuller was going to get the foul called on him out there. He was out there begging for it.
Well, he was only 2 steps away from where it happened. And just the 2 missteps, he'd have been in the play. Right now, entry pass down to Jack Kanapke. He'll score, and he's fouled. Kanapke the bucket. He's got 8 on the out-of-bounds play from the mid-court stride. Daniel Patch will pick up the personal foul. That'll be his first team foul number 6 against Full Recovery. And just as we guessed, it'll be an offensive and defensive night now for Dale Ramble as he'll replace Troy Holman with a 1:44 left in the basketball game. And his Indians trailing 37-29. Kanapke at the line 2-for-4 so far tonight. Now Chris Harding's back into the Flyer lineup. Here we place Jade Messer, so Harding in for Messer. Harding's Adi, Kanapke, Ronnebaum, and Hess on the court while Ramble, Post, Holman, Judy and Pat on the court for the Indians. The Kanapke foul shot will rim on through. He's got 9. 1 point below his 10-point average. And it's a 9-point Flyer lead now, 38-29. Kale Ramo, 3 from the right wing. Off the iron, no good. Long rebound chased down by Owen Judy. And then the ball dislodged and goes out of bounds off Marion Local. They are certainly letting a whole lot of bing-banging going on. That is for sure.
Well, Kale Ramo shoots from beyond the arc. Man, he's got a lot of arch on it. That ball gets up there. And he's not afraid to let it slide.
Not going
to
block it. There's a lot of elevation on it on top of that arc. Right now, Logan Holman will hand the ball to Owen Judy, knocked out of bounds by Peyton Adi, right over to the Indian bench. He'll keep the ball with Full Recovery. There'll be Owen Judy inbounding right in front of the coaching staff here. Right to our left on the dot. Minute 30 left in the ballgame. They'll get it to Daniel Patch. Patch will go to Owen Judy. Judy out between the circles. That's a long three. Counted. Owen Judy to 3-ball. Judy now has 5. That'll lead to an Indian timeout. We'll take a break with him. 1:23 left in the basketball game. It's Marion Local 38, Full Recovery 32. On your sports leader, WCSM.
Folding a fitted sheet. Programming the thermostat. Matching your socks. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with an auto owner's insurance independent agent, getting the right coverage for your home doesn't have to be one of them. So you can get back to more important things, like finding that missing sock. That's simple human sense.
Visit Lawyers Insurance in Salina, Maria Stein, and St. Mary's, your auto owner's insurance provider.
You've seen the shirt online and almost clicked to finalize the sale. And then you thought, I wonder what the shirt quality would be. Or is that color really that color? Is that a fair price? And, oh wait, I need to add the shipping cost. Then, what if it's not right? Then who do I call? The good news, MVP Sports and More can create the look you saw with the confidence of a quality job and product. MVP can make customized shirts, hats, baby blankets. You get the picture. No surprises. No hidden design or setup fees. MVP and Chickasaw, making visions possible.
MVP Sports and More on board tonight. Cooper Farms, Joint Township Hospital and Grand Lake Health System, Denny's Door Company, Hometown, OPAC, Flyers Insurance Agency, Sweetman Custom Body, Henry Dow, Grand Lake Builder Supply, Vernon Ready Mix, Mixer Supply, and Wayne Builder Supply, along with Foreman Harding and Company, and Chickasaw Quick Stop, just a partial list of the gang on board. We got a minute 23 left here, and Marion Local, a 38-32 lead, and they'll play offense there after the timeout, and a quick foul there by Logan Holman. That's one of them intentional, unintentional fouls. Holman will pick up his first foul of the night. That is now 17 fouls against Full Recovery. And Peyton Adi, he's got 8 points tonight. I'm speaking of his numbers there at our last timeout. He's been in double digits one time this year at 10 against Van Wert, nearing that for the second time this year.
that's one thing the Flyers have done well this season is they've had a four or five different leading scores on in a game, so they know how to spread the ball around.
Hey, now he's foul shot. Did everything but go in, and it'll be a rebound for Logan Holman. Holman down the right sideline to Owen Judy, and that'll be knocked out of bounds there by Tate Hess. And the ball will belong to Port Recovery. And inbounding the ball right in front of Jeff Lukey, there will be Cale Rammel. Rammel is going to have to find a moving target. We'll give it to Logan Holman. Holman will give it out to Landon Post. Post coming up big night. He's got 11 this season high. He'll give it to Cale Rammel, who's got 13. Rammel now will give it to Owen Judy. We've got a foul, a little hold there against Peyton Oddy. Flyers just fouls to give. Oddy will pick up his second. Team foul number three. And I wouldn't be surprised if Kurt Guttermiller in the bench the last time out said, hey, let's use some of those fouls.
Yeah, don't be afraid to be aggressive. Let's make sure that they don't get any free shots off.
Just don't foul them on a shot.
Right, that's right, right.
Right now, Landon Post will give the ball back to Cale Rammel. Rammel to Owen Judy over on that right wing. Judy, a fall away three from the right wing is no good. Jack Canapio will clear the glass. He'll give it to Brady Ronnebaum. Cale Rammel says, I can't foul. Ronnebaum in a hurry gives it to Canapio, and then he has the ball dislodged. That's going to be a jump ball situation. And Canapio had three different Indians that he was making contact with there. And the arrow will favor, it looks like, the Maricopa Flyers. So 51 seconds left here. Little offense defense happening. Cale Rammel will head to the bench. Troy Holman will re-enter. We did have a sub Jade Mesher back in for Maricopa as well. Brady Ronnebaum. And now we've got a hold before the clock even went off. That'll be on Troy Holman. And we'll check and see. I'm not sure if Cale Rammel can even come in right now. So Troy Holman will pick up the personal foul. That'll be his third. And I thought those two guys just subbed. I don't know the sub rule. I thought time had to go off the clock. Apparently not, because Cale Rammel's back in the basketball game. Chris Harding's back in as well. Tate Hess, who was a perfect 2-for-2 from the charity stripe, looking for his 8th point tonight. 6-foot-2 junior got to start tonight, averaging 7.9 a contest. He's led them in scoring three of those times that Kyle's talking about. Foul shot's up, and it's good. Used every part of the rim in the backcourt there. Tate Hess now has 8, and the Flyers up 39-32 with 51 seconds left. Second opportunity now for the 6-2 junior. Both these teams, Marion Local, will take tomorrow night off, but go to Fort Laramie on Sunday and take on the Bobcats of Grandview Heights. Second foul shot is no good, and it'll be a rebound by Landon Post. Post will bring it now into the front court. Gives it over to Cale Rammel. Rammel, Owen, Judy, top of the circle. That's an NBA three. That one is no good. And the rebound, Jack Kanapkin. He'll be fouled immediately by Logan Holman. So they'll call it on number 4. Good news for the Indians. It wasn't 22 was in the area. Or no, they called that on 22? So they did call that on Cale Rammel. I thought they called it on 4, but right away he came this way and called it on 22. So fouling out will be Cale Rammel. He'll foul out with 13 points. Another good floor game for Cale Rammel. And a night when there weren't a lot of fouls called, he seemed to be the guy in the area, unfortunately, several different times.
You said Owen Judy's three-point shot was from NBA. That was way beyond NBA territory.
Jack Canapio's foul shot is no good. That's the long and open rebound. He'll give it to Owen Judy in 36 seconds. The ball knocked out of bounds that time by Ted Hess, and he goes into the passing lane. 34 seconds now left in the basketball game. Timeout Indians. We'll take a break with them. Marion Local 39 and Fort Recovery 32. On your sports leader, WCSM.
Need a better job where the benefits are great. A family-friendly company with competitive pay. Where people stop and greet me when they see my smiling face. Cooper Farms. It's more than a workplace.
We're offering $1,000 sign-on bonuses for maintenance and CDL drivers. To apply, visit CooperFarmsJobs.com. Cooper Farms. It's more than a workplace.
Thank you for helping Grand Lake Health System earn 5 stars for quality of care from the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services. This is the highest rating any hospital can achieve and ranks Grand Lake Health System among the top 10.1% of hospitals in the nation. It is our privilege to be your leading healthcare provider. Grand Lake Health System is proud to be recognized as a 5-star hospital and will continue to serve our community and provide the highest quality of care that you and your family deserve. To learn more, visit our website at grandlakehealth.com.
34.7 seconds left here. It'll be Indian basketball. Indians with no timeouts left. Flyers with 2. Inbound pass to go to Owen Judy out near the mid-court strike. Judy's going to run into a double-team. Flyers with fouls. Yeah, that'll be on Brady Ronnebaum. That'll be his second. Team foul number four against Marion Local. They've got three more fouls to give here in 31 seconds. And the Flyers with that seven-point advantage right now.
Yeah, Marion Local, they're going to let him run off some clock. Able to make some fouls. Boy, look.
Owen Judy, he'll take a three. In and out, then back in. Owen Judy, he's got eight, but no timeouts left right now. 39-35 with 20 seconds now. Judy will commit a foul. They'll foul Brady Ronnebaum. And so Ronnebaum will head to the charity stripe. The 5'11 seniors made 24 out of 29 foul shots, according to our numbers here. The foul on Judy will be his fourth. So Judy now with four. And at the line, Brady Ronnebaum with a double bonus right now. Ronnebaum 7 points so far tonight. And the charity stripe shooting twice here with a 4-point flyer advantage. First foul shot's up, and it's in.
That went around the world.
That went around the world twice, at least. Ronnebaum now has eight, and the Flyers up by Johnny Bench, 40-35. Second opportunity now for the 5'11 senior, who comes off one of his better games in his career, 21 against Anna in that overtime win Thursday. That one will go straight through the net. Ronnebaum with nine. Timeout, Marion Local. We're just going to keep it here, Cal. We'll keep it here. 41-35, 17 seconds left in the ballgame. Flyers with, what, three fouls to give yet? Two fouls to give. I would think Kurt Guttemiller's gang is going to use those two fouls before the 17 seconds is done.
Yeah, what you're going to do is you're going to let Fort Recovery run off a little bit of clock, make sure they're not going to be shooting, and then foul them, and then run it down to where you're not going to put them into that zone. At this point, you got a nice little six-point lead. Clock's in your favor. Scoreboard's in your favor. Just don't do anything stupid. Try not to give them a nice, easy look at the basket.
And we've seen Owen Judy. There is no distance that's not good for him. He's made some from a long, long way. You mentioned out there that one was from Osgood, and it wasn't too far from it. Right now, 17.9 seconds left in the ballgame. It's a 41-35 advantage for Marion Local. No timeouts left for the Fort Recovery Indians, so they cannot stop the clock without fouling. They certainly will foul. Owen Judy's got four, and Cale Ramel already on the bench with five. Finished with 13 points tonight. Well, for Marion Local, nobody was over two. In a game that we didn't have a lot of fouls till the last 2 minutes of the game here.
I got Cale Ramel down with nine rebounds as well.
It's about a double-double, 13 and 9. He'll take that every night. Well, he gets it every night about.
Yeah.
Right now, Daniel Batto inbound right in front of Freddie Flyer there in the end zone. Inbounding the basketball. He'll eventually get it in. Still needs to get it in. And he'll find Troy Holman. Holman into the front court. Holman will hand the ball off to Owen Judy. Judy is going to be fouled. Wants to throw up a three at the buzzer. That's not going to, as he was getting fouled, they're not going to let that happen. That'll be on 2-2 Peyton Nowney. That'll be his third. Team foul number five. And now just 12 seconds left in the ballgame. One more foul to give you, too.
That ran off, about 5 seconds, I believe it was.
That's a big 5 seconds, and there's only 17 left. Inbounding ball, landing post. He'll give it to Owen Judy. Left corner, three. That one's not going to go. Rebound Brady Ronnebaum, and then he'll throw it off of Logan Holman. And Holman got hit right in the upper part of the leg there. Brady Ronnebaum says, I did not mean to do that. One that just, he was kind of being forced out of bounds. And now with 7.7 seconds into the game, not a whole lot the Indians can do. Trailing by six, Flyers can let anything go through the net. Don't have to get the ball out. And Marion Local going to pick up their eighth win of the season. Indians still going to apply the full court press. Never say die here. It'll be Tate Hess inbounding to Brady Ronnebaum. And Troy Holman is going to foul him. So Jim Mountain, I'm not sure if he wanted that foul. He's going to get it. That'll be on Troy Holman. With 5.9 seconds left, this one is all but over. Fort Recovery will fall to 8-4 in the campaign. They will host St. Henry next Friday night. They were supposed to take on Antonia tomorrow night. I think that game has been canceled, so if you got any plans for that, make sure you check that schedule, but if my information is correct. Ronnebaum at the line for the third time tonight, 2-for-2 so far, and he's now 3-for-3. Ronnebaum in double digits for the third time this year. 10 points, 7 point lead, 42-35. And now we're just looking for the final margin of victory for Marion Local. Flyers 8-2, as I said, they'll play Sunday against Grandview Heights at Fort Laramie High School. Ronnebaum back-to-back freebies. He's got 11. And now inbounding. They need to get the ball inbound. I'm not sure exactly what happened there. Corey Kevry actually threw it out of bounds. I wasn't looking.
Me
neither. I was looking down there. It's a turnover. Irrelevant turnover. As Tate Hess will get it into Jaden Messer. And that'll be the final score tonight. It'll be Marion Local 43. Court recovery is 35. Indians fall to 8-4, 2-2 in the MAC, while Marion Local goes to 8-2, 2-1 in the Midwest Athletic Conference. Take a quick break, give you the final numbers, and get a little bonus coverage as we'll head out to New Bremen for the Cardinal and Cavalier game on your Sports Center, WCSM.
Today is Find a Job Friday, and HometownOpportunity.com is featuring these latest postings. Full-time utility operators, CNC machinists at Randall Bearings RBI Coldwater Incorporated. Full-time branch manager, loan officer at Mercer Savings Bank. Full-time director of material management at Grand Lake Health System, Joint Township District Memorial Hospital. Full-time automotive parts counterperson at Speckman Automotive. Check out these postings and many more at HometownOpportunity.com. Find a Job Friday. HometownOpportunity.com, your source to connect with local companies.
Here at Denny's Door Company, we are thankful to serve our community and keep your home's energy efficient. If you have any door needs, just call Denny's Door Company in Salina, 1-800-890-DOOR. Denny's Doors invites you to stop in and check out our doors for your home, industrial, commercial, or ag facility. Denny's Door, Stay Route 29 in Salina, or Denny'sDoor.com. Serving you since 1988. Thank you for your support.
Local high school as normal. It's the hometownopportunity.com. Hey, Dave, Find a Job Friday post-game show. Marion Local led 7-5 after one quarter. An 11-9 run for Marion Local in the second stanza, and they led 18-14 at the halftime break. Flyers win that third quarter battle 10-7, 28-21, heading to the final 8-minute period. And in the fourth period, the Flyers put up 15, give up 14, and they win by 8. 43-35. For the four recovery innings, they're led by Gale Rammel. Came in averaging 18.1 a game. 13 the night before he fouled out. 11 points for Landon Post. Owen Judy had 8. Again, just 3 Indians in the scoring column. Gale Rammel with 13. Landon Post with 11. 8 points for Owen Judy. And a 3-ball for Daniel Patton. Excuse me. So Patton had a 3-ball late as well. For the Marion Local Flyers, they're led by Brady Ronnebaum. Third time he's been their top scorer. He had 11. 9 points for Jackson Ackley. Tate Hess had 8. 8 for Peyton Oddie. 5. Jade Mesher had 5. And a 2-pointer for Hudson Rose. Again, for the victorious Flyers, Brady Ronnebaum, 11. 9 for Jackson Ackley. 8 each for Peyton Oddie and Tate Hess. 5 for Jade Mesher. And a 2-pointer for Hudson Rose. Just taking a look at the final shooting and stuff for the Fort Recovery Indians. They were 5 of 16 from inside the arc. From beyond the arc, 3-point range, they were 6 of 24 for a total 11 of 40 for a 28% shooting on the field for the Fort Recovery Indians. They're 5 of 9 from the charity stripe pad. The 8 turnovers, 21 boards as a team. They had the 2 blocks for the victorious Marion Local Flyers. They were 9 of 22 from 2-point range, 5 of 10, 50% from beyond the arc, and 14 of 32 for a total of 44% shooting from the field tonight for Marion Local, which is very, very good. They had the 9 turnovers, 27 rebounds, and 1 block. Little side note, Jack Kanapke, I had him down for 11 boards tonight, so a nice little double-double for Jack Kanapke. And Marion Local coming out on top, 43-35. Flyers win 43-35. They'll play Sunday at Fort Laramie against Grandview Heights. 4 games there. You want to get your money's worth of. Buy 1 ticket and watch 4 different basketball games there at Fort Laramie. While the Indians hold at 8-4 in the campaign, they will host St. Henry next Friday night right here on your Sports Leader. Final in the JV tonight, it was Marion Local winning 43-33. Flyers also win the varsity still 43-35. For Alec Backus Station, Kyle to my right and Freddie Flyer to my left, I'm Ron Brunswick saying we'll see you next week on your Sports Leader WCSM.